back at it here in the No Panic Zone on a Friday. Good to have you here. Remarkably, and I do say this is remarkable because I think the greatest gun salesman in the history of the United States for a number of years was Barack Obama, the former president. But at a couple of different points during the recent administration of Donald Trump, we have seen spikes. And last month, May, the biggest numbers ever for gun sales and background checks. Steve Doolin, licensed attorney, real estate broker, also a member of the board of directors of the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. Doolin, welcome to it on a Friday.
Thanks, Gruber. Glad to be here.
Good to have you here. All right. And you're a guy that walks around with the Twins, and it's inside information, inside baseball, as people know. But when you look at gun sales, and you look at background checks, I guess rioting sells guns. What's going on here?
Sure. People are realizing one thing for sure, which is that the police can't be everywhere. The police can't protect downtown areas in major cities. And so how long is it going to take them to get to your house if you need them? And they're realizing that when seconds count, the police are only minutes away, as the old saying goes.
Yeah.
Under the best of circumstances. So people are taking some personal responsibility for protecting themselves and their families.
Excellent. I mean, that's what it's all about, because when you need an AR-15, you need an AR-15. I mean, that's the bottom line, right? I mean, the time to have it is when you need it. And here's the thing. I look at some of these different photographs from around the country. It's not the media and the politicians on the left would have you believe that somehow the AR-15 is an extension of white guys with tattoos, big ones. And that's pretty much it, right? These guys that show up like at the Michigan State Capitol and so forth, that, you know, they're part of these fringe right groups and alt-right. And yet, you know, Rick Ector, good guy, by the way, that I know pretty well, legally armed in Detroit, and his group of black gun owners showed up at the state capitol here, I think it was last week, stood on the steps. Nobody said anything about that. You know, nobody's threatened by, you know, so come on. It's about a narrative. It's about optics, because Rick Ector is just as qualified. It's the same white guys with tattoos. I mean, nobody's pulling the trigger. Nobody's in danger, right? I mean, it's a narrative that they're trying to push. Am I right or wrong?
Well, for sure. You know, the truth is that the self-protection ethos, the protecting your family ethos, cuts across race, color, creed, national origin. In fact, you know, I think last week I mentioned the rooftop Koreans
right,
from back in the Rodney King era. And so it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from. If you're smart, frankly, you take some responsibility for yourself and your family, and you realize that the police can't be everywhere. But apparently Antifa can be everywhere, because they're highly coordinated. You know, that's what we're hearing from police chiefs from around the country, is that there's a high degree of coordination going on. They're basically doing flash mobs for violence, as opposed to for having a quick song and dance in the mall somewhere like 10 years ago. You know, flash mob now means there's going to be a lot of violence happening someplace very quickly.
Right.
And it's scary. And, you know, there's a fear element, absolutely.
Well, and not to mention, by the way, you don't need to do any social distancing. If you're protesting the right cause, social distancing is meaningless. When conservatives and people that wanted to save their businesses showed up at the Capitol in Michigan, that was going to be the scourge, the disease, the spread of COVID-19. But when, you know, protesters get together in Detroit, the governor could go ahead and walk with them, because there's no fear whatsoever.
Oh, don't even get me started on the hypocrisy.
I think I just did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did. You did it now. The hypocrisy, the obvious answer here is that peaceful, law-abiding business owners are an easy target. And peaceful, law-abiding business owners are expected to just take it and take it and take it. And depending on what business you're in, You might have to take it for a few more weeks if you happen to be in the haircutting or styling business, for example.
There's no rhyme or reason.
There's no logic. This is arbitrary and capricious, as we say in my business.
And I agree with that. The hypocrisy knows no ends. I mean, how is it that Michigan is the only place that you can't get a haircut in America now? How is that?
Well, because there is no science, there is no data. This whole thing has been seat of the pants all the way along. And apparently some people in nursing homes have paid with their lives.
A lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people pay with their lives because, I mean, the science of that is so silly. They talk about science all the time. The science is pretty easy. People in nursing homes are always vulnerable. Always vulnerable to even the common cold and the flu. I mean, who would think that you would send COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes? I mean, is that borderline criminal or is it just me?
Oh, I don't think you're alone in that opinion. You know, there are people out there clamoring for and actually have begun investigations. You know, I've been reading a little bit about Senator Pete Lucido, who's really digging into this nursing home issue. There are grieving families out there who might not be grieving at least so soon if local decision-making were in place.
Right.
Centralized power, as near as I can tell historically, is virtually always bad.
Yeah, I think that's going to cover it. And we're going to leave it right there for today. I think you've hit some important topics here, Doolin. Well, that's why you're the professor and I'm the student, right? That's how that works. Steve Doolin, everybody. Doolin, have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, Gruber.
There you have it. Always here. It's the No Panic Zone. Still to come today, we're going to have the Capitol Report from MERS and then our good friend Dr. John Lott on the way. You're in the middle of the No Panic Zone on a Friday. It is the 5th of June. Quick break. We'll be right back.